The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. You're listening to Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser. The Blaze Radio Network.
Also, talk to the business world. What are the business leaders? What is your chambers of commerce locally, nationally, doing to help? You know, so many grants are given to local communities in the faith charities networks, etc., through businesses. What is the status of Muslim organizations and their embrace? If you look at some of the foundations, huge foundations, one of the largest in the country, Silicon Valley Foundation, has been giving money to the Council on American Islamic Relations. Why is that? And when they're criticized about that, they when the Middle East Forum criticized them, they responded not by looking into the Council on American Islamic Relations connection to Hamas and ideological sympathies and silence about so many issues related to Islamism, but no, they responded by retorting to the Middle East Forum about their work, which is absurd. Respond to the issue. But the reason I brought that up is the business world. What is the business world doing in embracing Muslims? Macy's this week decided to launch a clothing line aimed at Muslim shoppers. This was inspired, it seems, by the Muslim fencer who became one of the faces of the Olympics because of the hijab she wore, because of what it meant to American Muslims on the world stage. And Ibtihaj Muhammad had a number of specials about her and became one of the poster childs of the American Olympic team. She almost was the person carrying out the torch until they finally realized that she hadn't even won a gold medal yet, hadn't even participated yet. And it would be a little over the top in identity politics to have her do that. And I think ultimately Michael Phelps did it. Or maybe it's somebody else. But I think the important thing here is this week, Macy's is launching a women's clothing line aimed at Muslim shoppers. That was the news headlines a few days ago. The department store chain says, and this is according to the AP, it teamed up with a boutique called Verona Collection and plans to sell the collection of modest dresses, tops, cardigans, hijabs online. The clothing will launch on February 15. The brand was developed by Lisa Vogel, a graduate of Macy's Minority and Women-Owned Business Development Program, which aims to offer more fashion diversity. Fashion diversity! And Macy's lauded itself as being the first U.S. major store to sell hijabs. It joins other, you know, somebody needs to break it to them that a hijab is a scarf. It just gets wrapped around the head to cover the hair. But anyway, it joins the other brands offering products aimed at Muslims. Nike had launched a high-performance hijab last year made for athletics. Now, that makes sense. Those are hard to find, and it's good that Nike got into that. And Mattel announced plans for a doll model after Ibtihaj Muhammad, an American fencer that competed in the Olympics while wearing a hijab. Now, listen, I am not anti-hijab. I believe it should be a woman's choice, a woman's freedom to decide to wear it or not wear it. The issue is Macy's is not doing this necessarily now. What is the conversation happening in the boardrooms of the Macy's of the world here in America? If the conversation is simply about profit, I'd like to see those numbers that Muslims are going to buy that much that would make a difference to Macy's. But if that's true, that's good. But it's also being done by the head of their Minority and Women-Owned Business Development Program. So if it's about diversity, look at the juxtaposition. The juxtaposition in today's world is in Iran, across the planet. Demonstration after demonstration was happening in January, and some of it is still happening. In the religiously dominated cities, which is most of them, but especially in Qom and some of the seats of Islamic supremacism, Islamist Khomeinism, you had women taking off their scarves and burning them and saying, my government should not care about what's around my head, but should care about what's in my head. They were chanting that as they walked down the street. That should be the Me Too hashtag. That's what we should be hearing from Hollywood, from corporate America, from across the country. We should be hearing them defend the religious rights, the individual secular rights of women in Iran and Saudi Arabia to speak out, to be individuals, reject theocratic law, Sharia law, that forces them to wear the hijab or not. So if Macy's really believes in diversity, where are the Muslim representatives in their panoply of advertisements that show the different types of ideas? I mean, do they realize what percent of Muslim women wear the hijab? It's not a majority. It's barely a plurality. So if you really want to be diverse, they're taking the most orthodox segment of American Muslims, global Muslims, and saying that's Islam because it's around their head and they can be seen. What's inside doesn't matter because then they become difficult to discern as identity politic Muslims. A. B, if Ibtihaj Muhammad was one of the inspirations of this, and God bless her for the courage and strength to wear the hijab, and she believes in this, this is fine. We can debate as to whether that's mandated. I personally don't believe it's mandated in the Quran and the hadith that talks about it. We can talk about the authenticity of it, etc. But bottom line is we don't even know what, there's a debate about what hijab means. But anyway, what about Dalila Muhammad? How many people know who that is? Dalila Muhammad won a gold medal. Ibtihaj Muhammad did not win a gold medal. Dalila Muhammad was an American Muslim track star who went to the same Olympics, won a gold medal, and has not gotten 1% of the media coverage because she's not the one wearing her Muslim identity on her sleeve. And do we think that she turned down a Macy's offer to be in advertisements for some of the more revealing race wear that she might wear? Why not? That's the diversity in Islam. So if Macy's really cares about diversities and women empowerment, etc., which is the division that's doing that, the hijab is not the place you start with that. Actually, right now, the hijab, for the most part, yes, it's a personal choice in America, but in almost every Muslim country, it is, if not mandated by the government, tribally, it is then connected to a very patriarchal, often abusive domestic environment in which women are inferior. They're third and fourth class citizens. They're not allowed to drive. They can't work. They don't have property rights. They get half a vote of a man. They get a quarter of the inheritance, on and on and on. And that runs from the same interpretations of 12th century interpretations of Sharia from many of these same clerics. So the bigotry of low expectations is legion in the programs that do this. I think Macy's, more power to them. I'm not saying they should take this off their shelves, but if they're going to implement a diversity program and a women's empowerment program, it better include, obviously, Muslim women that don't wear the hijab, that have other identifications that they embrace as individual rights, and not just some that are related to conservatism or fundamentalism within Islam. And I say this as a conservative. I believe in conservative dress and many of the things that they're trying to sell. I think that that is part of equal rights, is not going down the slippery slope of physical exploitation of women and culture. But that's my personal belief. The far bigger crime against humanity is the men walking around with sticks that hit ladies in their ankles if their skirts are too high in Iran or Saudi Arabia or elsewhere, or the pathological hypersexuality of men who stare down women because the culture is so oppressed that they are so fixated on the concealment of women's bodies that they become obsessed by it, to the point in which they commit acts of FGM across the Muslim world. It's decreased quite a bit, but there are millions of affected women that have procedures done to them as young girls, 1, 3, 7, 9 years old, in which their genitals are mutilated because it's felt that they are born hypersexual. And if you think that's not related to a discussion of the hijab, to a discussion of women's rights, then you are really part of the problem. So Macy's, if you want to make money on orthodoxy, more power to you. But please, Don't let that become the definition of American Muslim women. Broaden your definition to include diverse ideas, Muslim women, liberated Muslim women, to those that are really part of the solution, part of the diversity. Really, really believe in diversity, not just that monolithic Islamist diversity that is all about letting Muslims become that hijab-wearing woman in the picture among other Americans. There are other Muslims within our community that don't always wear hijab, that are just as diverse, just as thoughtful, just as religious principally and by character, by moral character, as women who choose to wear the hijab. So broaden your horizons, live up to the diversity. And I think the rest of America should learn something from Macy's, that we Muslims need to be held up to the same standards as the rest of society.
Breaching the fault lines of today. This is Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser on the Blaze Radio Network.